Welcome to The Appleseed, the storytelling podcast from BYU Radio, where your family can gather for great stories from great storytellers in every episode. Stories bring us together, and we hope the stories on the show will spark memories and thoughts that you can share with the people that you love. I'm your host, Sam Payne, and today we've got stories of little guys besting the big bad guys. The underdogs in these stories may not be able to out-wrestle or out-fight their opponents, but with a little persistence, they can outsmart them. And somehow, against all odds, they come out on top. Stories like these help us know we can come out on top, too, even though sometimes we feel like the little guy. Our first little guy is a little mouse that keeps its cool in the face of a hungry tiger. North Carolina storyteller Donna Washington tells us all about it in a folktale called The Tiger, the Man, and the Mouse. Here's Donna, recorded live in the Appleseed Studio.
So, this story is a compilation of tales from India, Africa, and the Mediterranean. And I didn't tell it for a really long time because I wasn't sure what it was about. And if you don't know what a story is about, you should not tell it. Somebody will know, and then you will be in trouble. Now, my daughter is very small for her age. She's always been very small for her age. And when she was in fourth grade, she had even skipped a year. So she was tiny. She looked like she was like five or something. And she's a really smart kid. She's just very, very small. And so she would say to me, by the time she was in fourth grade, tell me a story I've never heard before, which became harder and harder the longer I had her. And so this came up with this story, and I was like, this is a story I've never told you, but I'm not sure what it's about. She says, you tell me what it is, I'll tell you what it's about. I was like, ooh. Little Miss Fourth Grader, fine. And I told her, and she knew. So this is the story. How many of you know someone who's really, really nice, but not very smart all the time? Yeah. How many of you know someone who's really, really smart, they get mad, they do something stupid? Yeah. How many of you know someone who knows how to stay calm and figure it out? Yeah. At any given time, we could be any of those people. Sometimes we're so nice and we didn't think it all the way through. Sometimes we're so smart, get mad, do something stupid. And sometimes we just relax and we figure it out. The story's called The Tiger, the Man, and the Mouse. One morning, a Brahmin, which is a kind of teacher, was walking down the road when he heard a sound. He stopped. He looked around. He didn't see anything. He kept walking. He heard the sound again. He stopped. What is that? He came around a bend in the road. On the other side of the bend was a huge hill. At the bottom of the hill was a huge cage. At the bottom of the cage was a tiger. Now, it was a very skinny tiger. You could see all of its ribs. Its paws were up in the air. Its head was to one side. Its tongue was lolled out of its mouth. Ugh. It was a really skinny tiger, and every now and again, it would go, bruh! Now, in today's world, we do not put wild tigers in cages. They're endangered. But there is something they do that makes us want to cage them. They will eat you. Tigers are the only large wild mammal who thinks you taste good. Nobody else in the animal kingdom is looking for you. If you get attacked by a large wild animal, you did something wrong. I'm in Yellowstone National Park. Here's a 10,000-pound bison. I will take a selfie with it. You're about to get attacked by a 10,000-pound bison. Look, this says, do not swim crocodiles. I don't see any crocodiles. I'm going to go swimming. You are about to be attacked by a crocodile. Tigers will hunt you. Tiger was in the bottom of the cage. The Brahmin walked up to him and said, oh, you poor tiger. I am so sorry you're in that cage. The tiger said, then let me out. Whoa. I can't let you out. If I let you out, you'll eat me. No, I won't. Yes, you will. No, really, I will not. No, really, you will. You have to let me out. No, I don't. And the tiger began to do something that I'll bet some of you guys do. Please. How many of you have ever begged for something like that? The Brahmin said, I'm not going to let you out. There's nothing you could say that would make me let you out. And the tiger said, I will not eat you. I give you my word as a tiger. And the Brahmin said, oh, that's good. Okay, I will let you out. And the Brahmin tiger jumped out of the cage, grabbed the Brahmin, threw him to the ground, sat on him, pinned him down, and raised up his paw. And the Brahmin said, what are you doing? And the tiger said, what does it look like? I'm going to eat you. You said you would not eat me. I lied. You look delicious. I have a family. I don't care. I'm hungry. The tiger unsheathed his claws. Shh! The Brahmin covered his eyes. And from the grass they heard a little voice had said, "Excuse me." They looked over, and there in the grass was a little mouse. The tiger said, "What?" And the mouse said, how did you, what are you doing?" The tiger said, "What does it look like?" "I don't know. I don't know how you got in this weird position. What are you doing?" Tiger said, "Well, it's very obvious. The man was walking down the road. I was in the cage. He let me out, and now I'm going to eat him. You got it?" "No. But maybe if I would say it myself, I would understand what happened. So the man was walking down the road." "Yes. And the tiger was beast. I was not beside the cage. I was in it." "Oh. I got it now. Watch this. Okay, so the man was walking down the road." "Yes. And the tiger was I was not on the cage. I was in it."
"Oh.
Okay, I got it now. Do not say that the man was walking down the road again." "Calm down, okay? I have to say this my way. I will never understand what happened. The man was walking down the road." "And the tiger was how was that behind the cage? I wasn't it. You are the dumbest mouse in the world." The Brahmin said, "Excuse me, tiger, that is rude. You're not supposed to talk to people like that. I am a teacher. I will explain this to him. Can you just let me up?" "Fine." Tiger was so mad. He got off the Brahmin. The Brahmin sat up. He said, "Little mouse." The mouse said, "Uh-huh. I, the man, was walking down the road. Do you understand that?" "Uh-huh. The tiger was in the cage. Do you understand that?" "Okay. I opened the cage. Do you understand?" The mouse said, "That is the part of your story that doesn't make any sense. But I got it now, so watch this. The man was walking down the road, and tiger was No! I was not under the cage. I was in it. You are never going to understand. Oh, don't say I will never understand. That hurts my feelings. I know. I will understand if you show me." "Fine." The tiger was so furious, he picked up the man and threw him down the road. The man was walking down the road. "Okay, I got it. And I was in this cage. I will show you." And so the tiger got inside the cage. "Now do you understand? The man was walking down the road. I was in this cage. He let me out. And now I'm going to eat him." "Okay, don't be mad, okay? Okay, look. If the man was walking down the road and the tiger was in the cage, the tiger has good ears. He would hear the man walking down the road. He would jump out of the cage. He would chase the man. And the man will see him and run away over there. And the tiger catch him over there. And I say, tiger and man way over here and cage way over here, and that will make sense." "That's not what I saw. I saw tiger, man, and cage. It doesn't make any sense." "The door was closed." "Are you sure?" "Yes! Could you? Fine, I will show you." He was so angry. He grabbed the cage door, he slammed it, and it locked. "Now do you understand? The man was walking down the road. I was in this cage. He let me out, and now I'm going to eat him. Do you understand?" And the mouse said, "Yes. I understand that you are in the cage. And this time, you're going to stay in the cage." And the man and the mouse shook hands and went their separate ways. And I asked my daughter, "What is that story about?" And she said, "Mom, it's so obvious. Just because someone is smaller than you are or different from you doesn't mean they're not smarter than you." And that is the story of the tiger, the man, and the mouse.
Donna Washington with The Tiger, the Man, and the Mouse. It's an underdog story, or rather an under-mouse story, in which the little guy comes out on top. Lots more coming up on The Appleseed.
It'll have us all climbing that family tree where we share together the appleseed.
It's great to have you with us, and I want to introduce you to another show from the BYU Radio family of podcasts. The show is called In Good Faith, and in this podcast, Stephen Cap Perry, the host, in each episode talks with a different person about that person's faith tradition. These guests talk about their relationship with the divine that will strengthen your faith, and Steve is a great listener. It's a podcast that helps you celebrate the power of faith and belief, a podcast on which you'll hear stories and accounts from believers of all kinds, told in their own words. You can listen to In Good Faith wherever you hear our show. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all kinds of places to listen to In Good Faith on demand.
So if you're hungry for stories, come and feed from the fruit of the tree of the apple seed.
It's a pleasure to be with you today on the apple seed. A moment ago, you heard a story about a little mouse who triumphs over an enormous tiger. And you can probably remember times in your life when you felt like you were up against something impossible, but then the thing passed and you found yourself still standing. Well, while we're talking about impossible odds, and as an introduction to the story you're about to hear, I'll tell you a little story about America. In 1929, the stock market crashed, and America was plunged into a depression that echoed around the world and lasted for a long time. The Great Depression, they called it. Banks failed, businesses closed, millions of people lost their jobs. And the country was suddenly up against impossible odds. Everyone in America felt like an underdog. The government in those days, to help the country recover, created programs to give people jobs. People were hired to build dams and bridges and schools, all kinds of things. And one of those projects, designed to keep people working during the Depression, was called the Federal Writers Project. The Federal Writers Project took on the important job of collecting and writing down folklore. And Americans, underdogs against the impossible odds of the Depression, got to read all these folk tales about little guys who came out on top against the impossible odds of monsters or tigers or swamp critters and all kinds of other stuff. And the stories gave people hope. And one of the stories collected by the Federal Writers Project in the 1930s was called Wiley and the Hairy Man, about a kid who goes up against a kind of mountain monster and has to come out on top somehow. The story had probably been told for years and years before it was ever written down. And the version of the story you'll hear today is a wild and crazy ride from our friend Bobby Norfolk from St. Louis. It's a real hoot. But at the bottom of it all is a story about a little guy who has to figure out how to win against great big scary odds. Ever feel that way? Just about everyone has, from individuals to nations. The Great Depression is long gone, but little guys still remember and still see themselves in all kinds of stories of triumph over great odds. Here's Bobby Norfolk with Wiley and the Hairy Man.
Now, this story is about this little boy. His name is Wiley. I had to look that word up. What does it mean to be Wiley? It means to be cunning and smart. Well, Wiley had to be cunning and smart to out-trick something called the Hairy Man. When the story opens up, Wiley was this little boy. He stood about that tall. He didn't have big muscles yet, but his daddy looked like Dwayne Johnson. He had muscles on top of his muscles. Well, Wiley, he wasn't that big, little skinny dude. And one day at breakfast, Mommy and Daddy and Wiley sat down to eat. Well, Daddy wasn't too hungry this morning, so Daddy only ate 50 pancakes, 2 packs of bacon, a dozen eggs, and a gallon of milk. Well, he wasn't that hungry. Mama had toast and tea. I'm on a low-cal breakfast this morning. Give me my probiotics. Wiley had half a piece of bacon, half a glass of milk, and he was done. Daddy stood up from the table. Boom. Daddy was a lumberjack, y'all. He went and picked that axe up, popped on his shoulder, bam. Wiley, come here.
Yeah, Daddy.
Wiley, I'm going to be going in the forest for 3 days chopping down trees with other lumberjacks. You need to take care of your mama and the house till I get back. You got that?
All right, Daddy, I will. Count on me.
All right, Wiley, stand down. All right, I'm on it. Daddy left them out of the house, stay gone for 3 whole days. Wiley was man of the house. Mama cleaned the table off. She put that garbage in the trash can. She put those dishes in the sink, turned on the hot water, whoosh, turned on the cold water, whoosh, put it in the soap sud. Bubbles came up. She was old school. She didn't have one of the more fancy Whirlpool dishwashing machines, y'all can't. Mm-hmm. Wiley went and picked up his little bitty hatchet. He had a rock. His daddy taught him to sharpen the head of that hatchet like this. Boom, boom, Mama watching this. Wiley?
Yes, ma'am.
You gonna chop down some trees too, son?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Wiley. You need to be careful while you're out there in the woods.
All right, Mommy. Be careful what?
Be careful the hairy man. The what? The who?
The hairy man.
Wiley put that hesitant rock down.
Mommy, what's the hairy man?
She dried her hands off. Come here, boy. The hairy man's a big, tall monster that walks out in the woods. He's like Sasquatch, a Bigfoot, a Yeti. He stands 10 feet tall, got hair all over him. That's why they call him the hairy man. He's got blood red eyes, Wiley. And when he looks at you with them big old red eyes, they go boom, boom, boom. He has 3 long claws on each hand. He tips up on you with them claws like that, Wiley. He got a big old sack in his hand. He'd like to grab you with them claws and toss you into the hairy man's sack. Now, I want you to be careful of the hairy man, Wiley. Ooh, ooh. And 2 things I want you to remember, son. If you ever run up on the hairy man, I want you to call for your 2 dogs. The hairy man hates dogs. He hates dogs. Call for your 2 dogs. Another thing, son, you got to trick that hairy man 3 times. If you trick him 3 times, he won't ever bother you anymore. Wiley took all that into account.
All right, Mommy. I'll be careful of the hairy man.
He took that hatchet, popped it on his shoulder, and went out in the woods. Tried to get his courage up. Not afraid of no hairy man. I'll knock him out if I see him. That's right, my name is Wiley, not Smiley. He was just looking behind every tree just in case. He walked for about 20 minutes into the woods. He came up on a tiny maple tree about that big around. A maple tree. Wow, that looks like a good tree to chop down. He got his hands together the way his daddy taught him. He started chopping. Chicka-boom. Chicka-boom. Chicka-boom, 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 chicka-boom. Boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, boom, boom. Boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom. Boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, boom, boom. As Wiley was chopping on that tree, he looked down on the ground, and Wiley saw a shot. Behind him. Then he heard that noise behind his back and went boom, boom, boom. He said,
uh-oh.
Don't tell me that's the...
It was the hairy man.
He saw a big old tree. He went to the top. The tree started bending like that. Oh, the hairy man took that big old sack, came to the bottom of that tree. Boom, boom. Hello, Wiley.
Hello, hairy man.
Hey, Wiley, you know what I have in my sack?
No, sir, I sure don't. Nothing yet.
Come here, let's talk.
Wiley said, I don't think so. That would be a bad idea, hairy man.
Wiley, whackety whack, get into my sack.
Whackety whack, no, I'm not.
Boy! Are you disrespecting me?
I guess I am.
I'm not coming down this tree, getting into that sack, hairy man.
He saw Wilder's hatchet.
Look what I found on the ground. Now I'm chopping your tree down. He started chopping on that tree, y'all. He went, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom. That tree said, crack.
I said, uh-oh.
Crack, whoa, Nelly.
The tree started bending over. He remembered them dogs back at home.
His dogs heard him.
What in trouble? Hey, Mr. Wally, what is that?
Those are my two dogs. I hate dogs, boy, I know.
I'll be back for you later. The hairman ran off in the woods. Boom, 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 boom. The dogs came. While they came down. Oh, man, I'm glad you guys arrived. Sit, roll, good dog. Sit, roll, good dog.
Wally went home and told his mama what happened. She listened to him.
Oh, Wally, that was a close one.
Mama, you telling me I was there? Of course you were. Then he started looking in the refrigerator for a snack, you all. Mama said, Wally?
Yes, ma'am.
All you gotta do is chicken two more times.
Mama, I didn't want chicken the first time. I got chicken two more?
Yes, boy. You have to trick him two more times. We had this math lesson before.
How many times have you tricked him so far?
One.
How many more times you got?
Two.
And what is that total?
Three. Oh, man.
You know what, boy? The dog's trick won't work anymore. You know what? Next time, come here, come here. Try this out. She whispered in his ear.
All right, Mama, I remember that.
That next day, off in the forest he went, had that Hatson on his shoulder, trying to get his courage back. Not afraid of no hairy man. I'll knock him out if I see him. My name is Wiley, not Smiley.
He was still looking behind every tree, walking very gingerly.
And then he came up on a tiny oak tree about that big around, y'all. I'm chopping this one down. Got his chopper stands together. He started, chicka-boom, 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 boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, boom, 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 chicka-boom, 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 boom, chicka-boom, chicka-boom, boom, boom. But as Wiley was chopping on that tree, he looked down and he saw that shovel come behind him very slowly. And then he heard that noise behind his back. It went boom, boom, boom.
He said,
oh, no, not again.
He turned around.
It was the hairy man.
And up a tree he went. And the tree started bending back and forth. And the hairy man took that big old sack and came to the bottom of that tree. Boom, boom, boom. Hello, Wally.
Hello, hairy man.
Hey, Wally, what are you doing in that tree?
Just hanging around.
Come here. I don't think so. I'm not coming on this tree getting into that sack. Wally, whackety whack, get into my sack. Whackety whack, no, I'm not. Boy! You disrespecting me again? Yep.
Hey, look what I found on the ground. Now I'm chopping your tree down.
And he started chopping on Wiley's tree, y'all. Chicka-boom, 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 chicka-boom. That tree said, crack!
Wiley said, oh, no, not again.
Crack!
And just before that tree cracked over and hit the ground, he remembered that secret his mama told him in his ear.
Ooh, 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 hairy man!
What?
I heard you know more magic than anybody in this whole county.
Yeah, boy, I know more magic than anybody in the whole state.
You're right. I bet you can't change yourself into something big and tall, like a giraffe.
Nothing to it, boy. Boom! And a puff of smoke. The hairy man changed into a long-necked giraffe, y'all. He started nibbling on the leaves in the trees
while they came down the tree a little bit. Anybody can change into no long-necked giraffe, hairy man. I bet you can't change yourself into something smaller, like an alligator.
Nothing to it, Wally. Boom!
He changed her green long-tailed alligator running across the ground while they descended the tree some more. Anybody can change into no green long-tailed alligator, hairy man. I bet you can change yourself into something smaller, like a squirrel.
Nothing to it, boy. Kaboom!
He changed to a bushy-tailed squirrel, but right then, while he jumped out of the tree, he grabbed the squirrel by his tail and threw it in the hairy man's hat. Pow! Get in there! He tied it up. He ran out to the river. He took that sack down to the river. He said, whoosh, 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 splash out.
got rid of the hairy man. Didn't take me 3 times like my mama said. Took me 2.
He was so proud of himself. He said, "Will you wait till I tell my mama I got rid of the hairy man in 2 times? He was halfway back home, and he looked down on the ground, and there was a shabah! Shooting behind him. You hear that noise one more time behind his back, y'all. Kaboom. Boom. Boom. He said, "Oh, no. Don't tell me that's the..."
It was the hairy man again. Hairy man. Hairy man. How'd you get out of that sack?
Nothing to it, boy. I changed into the wind, and I blew out of the sack.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You changed into the wind and blew out the sack?
I told you, boy, I know big magic.
I know magic, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I went to Hogwarts.
I can disappear. You mean apparate?
Yep.
Let me see.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, boy, come back here. Why was running? Boogity, 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 boogity. Hey, boy. The hairy man was losing ground. He ran home. Yeah, mama, mama, mama. What, boy? I tricked the hairy man just like you said. I made him change into a bushy-tailed squirrel. I threw the squirrel in the sack. I threw the sack at the river. He changed into the wind, mama, and blew out the sack. And now he's coming after me.
Boy, why you bring him back to my house?
Mom was thinking while he was talking about, "Mama, he's coming. Calm down."
"Yes, ma'am."
"I'm trying to stay calm. It won't be long, Mama." "I got an idea, boy. There was a 1-day-old baby pig just born yesterday. I know. Go get him." He ran to the barn, came back with that 1-day-old baby pig. "Oink, oink, oink, oink. Here it is, Mommy. Good. Take the pig, put him in your bed."
Excuse me?
"Put the baby pig in my bed?" "That's what I said, boy. Put him in your bed." "Mama, my dog, boy, go." He put the pig in the bed, covering him up. "Don't you mess my bed up, old nasty pig. Putting no nasty pigs in my bed. My dog can go, boy, quiet. All right, quiet." Hairy man came to the door. Boom, boom. He knocked on the door. Bam, bam, bam. Mama went to the door.
"Well, hello, hairy man." "Never mind, hello, woman. I'm not selling Girl Scout cookies. Now, you let me in this house."
"Hairy man, you better chill."
"All right, I'm good. What we gonna do about this situation with that boy?"
"I'll make a deal with you. If I give you my youngest one, do you promise never to come back and bother us anymore?"
"I like that deal. Give me your youngest one. I won't ever bother you again. The hairy man always keeps his promises, lady."
"Good. Step on in the house." She opened the door the rest of the way, y'all. Hairy man came in. He bumped his head on the ceiling. Bam! Ow! "Where your youngest one at?" "In that bedroom right over there." He went in the door. Stepped in. Bam! Ouch! "Did you get that ceiling raised, woman?" Then you saw something moving under the cover. "All right, little boy, it's time to go." That pig said, "Oink, oink." "Ah!"
"Woman, I thought that was an ugly baby. That's a pig."
"I know it. We had a deal. I wanted your youngest one." She said, "That's my youngest pig." "You didn't say the youngest. What, hairy man?"
"I've been tricked 3 times. I hate when that happens." He grabbed that pig out of that bed, popped him under the door.
"Gonna make a rib tip sandwich tonight."
He knocked down 2 trees in the front yard. Kabam, kaboom. And he disappeared into the high woods of the forest. But you know what? The hairy man actually kept his promise, y'all, because he never came back to bother Wally and his family ever again. And that's the end of that.
That was Bobby Norfolk with Wiley and the Hairy Man. Bobby is such a crazy storyteller, and we captured him not only in an audio recording that you just heard, but also in a video recording, too, that you can find on the Appleseed YouTube channel. It's one you won't want to miss. Have you ever been up against a person or a task where it seemed impossible to succeed? How did you find the hope to keep trying? Did you have to apply some wily maneuvers to avoid defeat? Did you have to think like the little mouse in Donna Washington's story? I bet you've got some stories, and we hope you'll share them with the people you love. In fact, we hope you'll share them with us. Email or message us and tell us your stories. We might even share them on the show. You can reach us at theappleseed@byu.edu. That's theappleseed@byu.edu. And, of course, you can leave us a message on any of your favorite podcast platforms. We want to thank Donna Washington and Bobby Norfolk for their tales today. You've listened to their stories. Now it's time to share some of your own. The Appleseed is produced by me, Sam Payne, Wendy Folsom, Brian Tanner, and Kira Van Dam. The rest of the Appleseed team is Tristan Schetzel, Kay Hendricks, and Nico Wetzel. We're pleased and proud to be among the many podcasts produced by the BYU Radio family of shows. If you want more great storytelling for the whole family, then search for our companion podcast, Kaboom, where you'll hear original audio adventures for the whole family. You can find any episode of The Appleseed or Kaboom on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on the BYU Radio app, or at byuradio.org. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. That's how the shows grow. I'm Sam Payne, and we can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.